Book 10, The Book of Double Twilight. Canto 3, The Debate of Love and Death. Bright moons I give thee, and unwounded dawns, daughters of thy own shape in heart and mind, fair hero sons and sweetness undisturbed, of union with thy husband, dear and true. And thou shalt harvest in thy joyful house, felicity of thy surrounded eaves. Love shall bind by thee many gathered hearts. The opposite sweetness in thy days shall meet, of tender service to thy lives desired. And loving empire over all thy loved, two poles of bliss made one, O Savitri. Return, O child, to thy forsaken earth. But Savitri replied, thy gifts resist. Earth cannot flower if lonely I return. Then death sent forth once more his angry cry, as chides a lion his escaping prey. What knowest thou of earth's rich and changing life? Who thinkest that one man dead all joy must cease? Hope not to be unhappy till the end, for grief dies soon in the tired human heart. Some soon other guests the empty chambers fill. A transient painting on a holiday's floor, traced for a moment's beauty, love was made. Or if a voyager on the eternal trail, its objects fluent change in its embrace, like waves to a swimmer upon infinite seas. But Savitri replied to the vague god, give me back Satyavan, my only lord. Thy thoughts are vacant to my soul that feels the deep eternal truth in transient things. Death answered her, return and try thy soul. Soon shalt thou find a peace that other men on lavish earth have beauty, strength, and truth. And when thou hast half forgotten, one of these shall wind himself around thy heart that needs. Soon human answering heart against thy breast. For who, being mortal, can dwell glad alone? Then Satyavan shall glide into the past, a gentle memory pushed away from thee, by new love and by thy children's tender hands, till thou shalt wonder if thou lovest at all. Such is the life's earth's travail has conceived, a constant stream that never is the same. But Savitri replied to mighty death, O dark, ironic critic of God's work, thou mockest the mind and body's faltering search, for what the heart holds in a prophet hour, and the immortal spirit shall make its own. Mine is a heart that worshipped, though forsaken, the image of the God its love adored. I have burned in flame to travel in his steps. Are we not there who bore vast solitude, seated upon the hills alone with God? Why dost thou vainly strive with me, O death, a mind delivered from all twilight thoughts, to whom the secret of the gods are plain? For now, at last, I know beyond all doubt, the great stars burn with my unceasing fire, and the life and death are both its fuel made. Life only was my blind attempt to love. Earth saw my struggle, heaven my victory. All shall be seized, transcended, there shall kiss, casting their veils before the marriage fire, the eternal bridegroom and the eternal bride. The heavens accept our broken fights at last.